Okay, so today's sugya we are discussing this drash of Sela Beis Avos regarding the Karban Pesach. So the way it comes up in the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Beis Amin Aleph, the Gemara makes a drash of the pasuk says Ish. It says Ish, and the Gemara says Ish Zochev Lo Katan Zochev, that a man could be Zochev. We know there's a chabura of people eating the Karban Pesach. So a man, an individual above the age of Bar Mitzvah, he can be Zocha for others. He represents them as a Shlichus or as a Zechus, a Zechia, we'll see next week. Zechia is different than Shlichus. But he's Zocha, an Ish Zocha, v'la Katan Zocha. A Katan, a child under the age of 13, is not able to be Zocha on behalf of the entire Chabur. He's too little. So the Tosfos asks, what's the Chiddush, what's the need for a Pasuk? The Gemara in Gittin tells us that Ein Yad l'Katan. A Katan doesn't have a Yad. Now Tosfos is making an assumption, keep in mind for next week, that what the mechanism of Zechiah again is different than Shlichus. Tosfos assumes that Zechiah works because of a Yad, because they have a hand, a halacha can, not an actual hand, a halacha can. So Tosfos says, Katan doesn't have a Yad, doesn't have a halachic Yad, based on the Gemara Gittin. So if he doesn't have a Yad, of course he can't be Zocha for other people. So why does the Gemara need to say, Ish Zocha v'lo Katan Zocha? Karban Pesach is no different than anywhere else that Katan can't be Zocha on behalf of someone else. The Tosfos is Mechadish that no, since Pesach, the Katan has a unique relationship to the Karban Pesach, that he says, Hoyel de Shayach b'achilas Pesachim, that a Katan Shayach in eating the Karban Pesach. Now, the word Shayach is a very strange usage here. Shayach, why doesn't Tosfos say that a Katan's Chayiv in Karban Pesach? What's Shayach have to do? He's somewhat connected, he's related to the Karban Pesach. And then Tosfos writes, V'tzarach lihimanos alav, and the katan also needs to be counted. He needs to be on the guest list to partake in the Karban Pesach, because the pasuk says sel lebayis. Sel lebayis means the entire household. I, as the father, I could represent the entire bayis. Even a katan could partake in it. So that's what we learn from the pasuk sel lebayis, that even a katan eats it. Afilu katan. So based on this drasha, since a katan is allowed to eat at the Karban Pesach, you might think he could also be zocha for other people as well. I mean, normally a katan we know is not chayiv in mitzvahs. Midaraisa, a katan is not chayiv. There's a mitzvah of chinuch, which is only, at best, a midrabanan. But midaraisa, a katan doesn't have to do any mitzvah. Karban Pesach is the one example that we have that a katan is chayiv midaraisa, according to Tosfos. That the word sela bais means that the entire bais, the entire family, can and perhaps must eat the Karban Pesach, even a katan. So since a katan is shaykh in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, on a deraisa level, there's a havamina that he could be zocha for others as well in the Karban Pesach. So comes the word ish in Karban Pesach, there's only an ish could be zocha, but not a katan. Even though a katan can eat the Karban Pesach midaraisa, he still can't be zocha because only an ish can be zocha, not a katan.
How do you know he's saying deraisa and not he's saying the rabbanan like everything else?
Because he's quoting, because I didn't put it on the Imam Kolmas, the Gemara in Pesachim. But he uses the pasuk. He doesn't indicate anywhere that there's a derabban on drasha. When he says the pasuk selabais, he quotes it. He's using it as a real drasha, and he says the selabais means that a katan can eat. Otherwise, if it wasn't deraisa, there wouldn't be a havamina that a katan could represent another person. So right. It must be that selabais is referring to a deraisa level. Now it's supported by the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim clearly says that Sela Beis Avos is a Drasha Deraisa against the Gemara Nedarim. The Tosfos is favoring the Gemara Pesachim that Sela Beis Avos, that a Katan, does eat the Karban Pesach on a Deraisa level. And since he eats on a Deraisa level, there's a Havamina that he could be Zocha for others as well. Comes a Pasuk Ish, Velo Katan, he cannot be Zocha for others.
But the Gemara Nedarim says otherwise.
So now we're going to take the other approach. Tosfos goes according to the Gemara Pesachim that Sela Beis Avos, a katan eats midiraisa, but all the other Rishonim favor the Gemara Nedarim that says Sela Beis Avos is not a deraisa, it's only midrabanan, and therefore a katan who eats the Karban Pesach is only eating on a derabanan level. That's his connection to the Karban Pesach. So this is going to open up a whole can of worms now, a whole bunch of shilas. How is a katan able to eat a Karban Pesach? So again, right now we're ignoring this Tosfos. We're going to come back at the end. But now we're taking the approach of the Gemara Nedarim that the Katan's relationship to the Karban Pesach is only midrabanan. When the pasuk says Sela Beis Avos, which sounds like it includes the entire bias, even a Katan, Nedarim says that's only a midrabanan din. It's not a deraisa din, and a Katan doesn't really eat on a deraisa level. So then that gets into the question which all the Rishonim ask: if a Katan is eating Karban Pesach only on a derabanan level, How is he allowed to eat it? There's an Isser Midaraisa, the Gemara's quote based on Psukim, that if you are not on my guest list, so then it's Isser Midaraisa. I can't just invite you over after I've already, that's the Shaila they all ask about Halach Manya. Say Halach Manya, we invite all the guests to come in. And they say, how could he eat my Karban Pesach? I already shechted the Karban Pesach 12 o'clock in the afternoon. And my guest list was final. I shechted it. We learned already once you shecht it. Whoever's on the guest list is in. Whoever's not is out. So how can I now invite people over to my house now when the Karban Pesach is already done? They can't eat my Karban Pesach. That's a shaila they all ask. Different answers are given. Some say it's not really an invitation. Some say this really was supposed to be in the morning. They just kind of positioned it here later on in the Haggadah. But either way, we know that you have to be on the guest list. So the Gemara, the Rishonim assume that how could a katan is not chayv to eat in the Karban Pesach? Who's allowed to be on my Karban Pesach list? Only people who are chayv in the mitzvah. So a katan's not chayv in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach right now. So if he's not chayv in the Karban Pesach, that means I can't put him on my guest list. He's not on the radar. Only people who are chayv in my guest list could eat on my, or chayv in Karban Pesach could eat on my guest list. So he can't be on my guest list. So if he's not on my guest list then, so how is the katan able to eat from the Karban Pesach? Ah, the mitzvah derabanan. But that mitzvah derabanan cannot go against an isser deraisa. Because he's eating this Karban Pesach when he never was counted. He was never on my guest list. That's the question that many of the Rishonim all ask. We hear the question? Okay.
It's the household. When you say you include your household, that's why I've been most confused. If I'm saying Kiddush for my household, I stand up, it's my household, everyone's there. So when I went to sign up, my household, when did you disclude this person, that person?
No, you have a guest. You have to write who's going to be a part of the Karban Pesach.
That's what I'm saying. Why you say your household? Why don't you say my family and whatever you're going to do, you put. But you say your household, it's including everything in it. Is that when you say?
No, you again. On the guest list, you have to say every single person who's there. My wife, my son, my daughter, my father, my mother, my brother, my sister. You have to list everybody else. That's all.
Everybody in your household. So now.
I don't know what you mean.
Your wife, your daughter, your son.
But the cases we're saying a katan is not chayiv in the midst of Karban Pesach. So if he's not chayiv, he's not allowed to be on my guest list. Only my guest list could only consist of people who are chayiv in the mitzvah.
At the moment you shechted the animal,
you said,
oh, I forgot to add my son.
No. Not that you forgot. He's of age, so then he's supposed to be on it. If he's on the list, he can't eat.
But you forgot.
Right. He's not on it. Okay, let's move on. If he's forgot, he's on the list. Fine. So
can
then.
Just give the answer of Chinuch.
What?
You can't just give a simple answer of chinuch, that in life that happens all the time when the children are not chayiv in the thing, but they do it for chinuch. So isn't this the same thing?
No, because a chinuch cannot necessarily go in the face of an isser. If there's an isser deraisa involved, so chinuch, which is only midirabanan, cannot override an isser midiraisa. The isser is, the Gemara says that a person cannot eat the Karban Pesach if he's on the guest list. A katan, by definition, by age, he's not allowed to be on that guest list, they're assuming. So he's not on my guest list. So how could I let him eat the Karban Pesach? There's an Isser Deraisa. If anybody eats from that Karban Pesach, there's no count.
Isser to be on the list?
Think you what?
Can he be seen as an extension of his father? Yad almost, you know what I mean?
The Rishonim don't say that. Rishonim say he's a separate individual, and therefore, if he's on the guest list, there's an Isser for him to eat. So then how can you feed him? Even though there's Mitzvah Chinuch cannot go in the face of a mitzvah of an Isser Deraisa.
I'm still not hearing the Isser Deraisa. Say it one more time.
The Isser Deraisa is that. If he's not on the guest list, there's an Isser to eat the Karban Pesach.
Why can't I put a
katan? Since the katan's not chai, only people who are chai in the mitzvah are allowed to be on the guest list. That's what the halacha is. So Gemara says that. So how's the answer? So the Ran says as follows. The Ran writes that the only time there's an Isser to eat the Karban Pesach, if you're not on the guest list, is if you are raw, you could have been on the guest list. You're of age. If I have a whole group of people who I could invite, and I don't invite any of these gedolim, above age, so I don't invite them, and then they come, they're violating an isser on eating my Karban Pesach if they're not on my guest list. But if someone is not of age, so there's no mitzvah for them to eat, there's no mitzvah for them to be on the guest list, so if there's no mitzvah to be on the guest list, there's no isser if they're not on the guest list. Just like if I have my dog, let's say. My dog eats from my Karban Pesach, which might be a whole other concern, but there's no isser for the dog, if you will, because he wasn't right to eat in the first place. He's not supposed to be on my guest list. So to a katan, So to a katan is not of age. He wasn't. There's no chayiv. There's no mitzvah for him. Just like there's no mitzvah for my dog to eat. So therefore, there's no iser if he eats it. Also, the iser is only for someone who could have been on the guest list and who wasn't on the guest list. But a person who couldn't have been on the guest list, there's no iser involved. So there's no iser to do the katan. There's no isurim, and you feed the carbon pesach to the katan as a mitzvah of chinuch. But there is no violation of any isurim for the katan, and that's why it's permitted. That's what the Ran explains. But then we have to look at the Shita Mikubetas, which says something very, very strange and cryptic, which we're going to get to the end and hopefully put everything together. Number three, the Shita Mikubetas writes, Elaha, I'm reading this one inside, Elaha Dama Rachmana Sel Lebeis Lav Daraisa. The ones who hold that Sel Lebeis is not a Daraisa, which is our Gemara Nadarm, Sheyochul Aktanim Mipesach Avim, that we allow a Katan to eat from the Pesach from their father, that's not a Daraisa Drasha. Even though they are not people who are subject to being counted, they were not part of the guest list, they're allowed to eat. Why? So he just made a contradiction in one statement. And initially he said that it's not a deraisa. If it's not a deraisa, then how do we allow the katanim to eat the Karim Pesach? Then he says, oh, there's a pasuk that allows them to feed the children even though they're not part of the guest list. So is it a deraisa or is it not a deraisa? It's a very strange statement that Shita Mikubetzes. Again, first he says, Sela Beis Avos is not a deraisa. So Ketanim really shouldn't be eating. But there's a gzeres akasav, we let them eat. So which one is it? So we're going to leave the Shita Mikubetzes in the back of our mind. He's addressing this question of the Isser, of the Ketanim eating even though they're not counted on the list. He's addressing that Isser. But he says this: there's no gzeres kasev, and then there's a gzeres kasev. We're going to come back at the end to put it all together, hopefully, with Rav Chaim. So we're going to ignore this for now, and we're going to keep going weiter. So now, Shitas Tosos, if you go to number two now, page number two, the fourth source, he's mechadish the following din. He wants to know as well, how is it possible to feed the Karban Pesach to a child? There's an Issa Deraisa to give Isurim to children. You can't give them an Isser. They weren't part of the guest list. The same question. There's an Isser to feed him. So it says Tosfos because the mitzvah of chinuch, that's what we were getting at before. The mitzvah of chinuch can sometimes override an Isser. When
the
is it, Isser?
You gave before for this, we're ignoring that and we're doing a different shita, because you gave an answer that since he's not chayiv.
Correct, exactly.
We're losing that one.
So this is a different approach now. So let's see right now. So Tosfos writes, the Isser in general to feed people, children, isurim, that's when there's an isur. There's no mitzvah of chinuch. You can't give a child pig, you can't give a child nevela, you can't give a child basar v'chalaf. But says Tosfos, ki hai gavna, in the case of Karban Pesach, the ika chinuch mitzvah, there's a mitzvah of chinuch, then it's permitted to feed the child a Karban Pesach. So now this becomes a huge question. Says Tosfos, there are a number of questions here in Tosfos, but one question in Tosfos is, so does that mean anytime there's a mitzvah chinuch, I could override an iser deraisa? I could violate isurim deraisa to do mitzvah chinuch? It doesn't make any sense. I understand in asay dochalos asay if they're both deraisas. If the asay I'm completing is deraisa, that could be dochan iser deraisa. If I'm wearing a titis, a mitzvah titis, which is deraisa, that could be docha the iser of shatnis, which is deraisa. But to say a mitzvah derabanan of chinuch could be over an Issa Deraisa, that doesn't make any sense. So how come Tosfos writes here? Everyone agrees it's definitely derabanan. There is one idea, it's not so clear.
You got to pass on to the kids, that's the ikar of the whole holiday.
Yeah, but that's not a general din of... The Gemara says clearly in Gebrachos, and all the Rishonim assume that chinuch is only midirban. There are a few exceptions, examples, like the case of Haggadah, examples of perhaps carbon re'iyah. There are a few examples where the katan carbon pesach eating, the katan might be included on a deraisa level, but those are exceptions. That's not the rule. The rule is that it's only midrabanan. So how then could Tosfos write that the mitzvah of chinuch derabanan could violate the issa deraisa for the katan? That doesn't make any sense. So we're going to come back to that question, but before we get to that question, I know there's a lot going on here. A lot coming back. Hopefully we'll put everything together. The minchas, yeah.
So what he's saying is, yes, it's a deraisa. Let's just say, because it said before, he can give from the father, meaning the father took, because he has to finish, and he decides, I'm going to give to the cut. because I want to show him what it's like to eat from the Korban Pesach, but he's not doing it as a mitzvah, he's doing it as he's showing, but from his. That's a little confusing also. Are you already, did he eat his and not?
No. Again.
He's not on the list, so now we say he may not. Now, all of a sudden, there's a knock on the door, his father shows up, he's of age,
he
can't give it to him, right?
Okay.
He can't give the Korban Pesach to his father, who shows up out of nowhere. He wasn't on the list. But the Katan, who he's going to do it, maybe in the end, for Chinuch, he could.
Yes, we have to go. Let's move on.
Okay.
Seriously, come.
I'm just
fine. Fine. So there's a mitzvah chinuch for the katan to eat here, even though there's an iser deraisa. So the minchas chinuch says, I don't understand here. The gemaras all over say that you could feed the banav ubnosav. You're allowed to give the sons and the daughters the Korban Pesach. But writes the minchas chinuch, he asks, but the gemara nazir tells us that there's only a mitzvah chinuch for the son. There's no mitzvah chinuch on the daughter. Look at number 5. Says the minchas chinuch, Heyach shochet adam aydei banav uvnosav aktanim. Habito eino mechuyuv lechanech. There is no mitzvah chinuch for the child, for the daughter. So says Minchas Chinuch, I understand Tosos allows you to feed the sons Korban Pesach because for the sons is a mitzvah chinuch. But to feed the daughters, Minchas Chinuch says, the Gemara Nazir tells us that there is no mitzvah chinuch on a daughter. The Gemara says, Bino chayv lechancho, bito einu chayv lechancho. There's no mitzvah to regulate a daughter, to do mitzvahs. So Tosos Pshat doesn't make any sense. So Tosos Yisharim explains that, no. The Minchas Chinuch read the Gemara entirely incorrectly.
Hey, it's not to do... there's no chinuch to chinuch the girls in what they're not chayiv in, but maybe there's chinuch to
so where the Gemara says in. So where the Gemara says in Nazir, it sounds like it's across the board. The statement is b'no chayiv l'chancho, b'ito eino chayiv l'chancho. Even the mitzvahs that women are chayiv to do, even those mitzvahs, there's no mitzvah on the daughter. That's what the Gemara Nazir clearly says. B'no chayiv l'chancho for his mitzvahs, and bito eino chayv lechancho, even for those that she's chayv to do when she's bas mitzvah, there's no chiv of chinuch. So that's the question the Minchas Chinuch has. How could Tosos make this statement of mitzvah of chinuch, you give the katan? That makes sense for the sons. But for the daughters, there's no mitzvah of chinuch on the daughters. So how are you going to explain all those gemaras that say you can shech the Korban Pesach and give them to your daughters to you? There's no mitzvah of chinuch. In essence, you're giving them isurim, because since the daughters weren't on that guest list, so there's an isser for them to eat, and there's no mitzvah of chinuch for them, it doesn't make any sense. So says the Tosfos Yesharim, that's not true. The Minchas Chinuch read the Gemara and the Dharm and the Nazir completely incorrectly. Because the Mishnah tells the Maseches Yuma, I know we're doing a lot of Gemaras, we're going to hopefully put it together. The Mishnah Maseches Yuma tells us that Tinokos, what does Tinokos mean?
Little kids,
but...
Katan.
Exactly. A katan. Ein ma'anin oso b'yom ha-kippurim, avam mechanchin osan. You can train them prior a year or two beforehand. So the Gemara goes on to explain whether this is referring to a ben or a bas. Right. This Gemara is referring to both sons and daughters.
Right.
You're mechanchin also, as the Mishnah says. You train them to start fasting. So the year before their bar mitzvah or bas mitzvah, you train them to have breakfast a little bit later. Push breakfast off to 12 o'clock. And you slowly wean themselves off of a full day of fasting. So it's chinuch, when the Gemara says, refers to even a daughter. So therefore, Tosfos Yesharim writes that the Gemara Nazir is referring to Naziris only. There's a halacha, the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about being mechanech a son. That I could train my son to do things. I'm saying, I'm taking upon you, Yeshaya, you have to be a Nazir. That's chinuch. I'm training him how to have self-control, how to not have wine, how to have his hair grow long and stay away from tumah. That's chinuch I can enforce my son to do, but I cannot enforce my daughter to do. Now, a daughter can be a Nazir. The Pasuk says, Isha, Isha, Ki Yazir, Nazir Lashem. A woman's allowed to be a Nazir. But I cannot be mechanech her to be a Nazir underage. She could take upon herself when she becomes a bas mitzvah, but I cannot train her to do Nazirs. As opposed to a son, I am able to be mechanech him to be a Nazirs. And that's in the world of Nazirs, whatever the reason that is. That's a special law of Nazirs. But everywhere else, says Tosfos Yesharim, when it comes to fasting on Yom Kippur, when it comes to the Korban Pesach, of course there's a mitzvah of chinuch for daughters, and that explains Shitas Tosos, that the mitzvah of chinuch applies both to sons and to daughters, and that mitzvah of chinuch is able to override the iser of not being on that guest list. Okay. So now what comes out of this, interestingly, is that according to Tosfos, so we start off just before, how could the mitzvah of chinuch, which is only midrabanan, how could it be docha the iser deraisa? For katan ti, my carbon pesach, that's an iser deraisa. So, because I want to train him and do chinuch, the chinuch derbanon, can we docha the iser deraisa of the child not being on the guest list? So what the Achronim say is, the iser of the katan not being on the guest list is only an iser midirabanon. That's what the shalmi nidarm look. Look at number 9. The number 9, reading the, just the bold on top, that the paragraph, Yikomakum midirabanon yeshalayu iser shalolim nuyav. With respect to the katan, him not being on the guest list, for us, also we're all above age, for us to eat a Karban Pesach, not being on the guest list, that would be an Issa Deraisa. For me to eat your Karban Pesach that I wasn't invited to, that's an Issa Deraisa. But since the Katan's Achayiv in the first place,
so there's
no Issa either for him to eat the Karban Pesach, so at worst, it's going to be an Issa Midirabanan for the Katan to eat as part of my guest list. But, so if a katan goes to you, my child goes to any of your sudar, any of your sudarim, and eats your karm pesach, he's going to get an isser midirabanan. But if he eats my karm pesach, he's my family, he's my son, so I have a mitzvah chinuch to teach him how to eat the karm pesach and to do mitzvahs. So the mitzvah midirabanan of karm pesach, of chinuch, can override the isser midirabanan of eating a karm pesach that he was not part of that guest list. And we can't allow the aseh dirabanan of chinuch to be docha the iser dirbanan for the katan of not being on the guest list.
But wouldn't the logic work that since he's not on the list for my neighbor anyway, he's not violating anything? Now you're changing it a little
bit. No, because for my neighbor...
There is a rabbanan, that he has to be with your house. Before you say he mamish had nothing, he's not on the list.
That's a different shita.
Right,
Ron says there's no iser at all. Ron says if he's not chayv to be on the guest list, there's no iser to be on the guest list. According to the others, they say, no, there's an Isser Midirabanan for a katan not to eat in the guest list.
But you'd agree that according to the Ran, I could send them to
for
the
sure. It's very good. It's very good. Exactly. According to the Ran, that's a great point. According to the Ran, the katan has no Isser to be not to be on any guest list. He can eat at any of your Siddharm. You know, you may not want to give him, but if you do, there's no Isser at all for him. Okay. But very good. But according to the Shalmi Nidarm, there is an Isser to eat. And only when there's a chinuch, which is for me as the father, can I feed him mine? The chinuch derbanan could be docha the iser midirbanan for the katan. And he brings the daughter also, if you assume that there's a mitzvah of chinuch for the daughter, that mitzvah of chinuch of daughter can be docha the iser midirbanan for the daughter as well. Now he brings an interesting proof here, how we see chinuch midirbanan can violate isurei derbanan. What's the raya he brings? He's talking about a situation of a nazir. So what happens after the nazir, after the naziris completes his 30 days? So he cuts his hair. And there's an iser to cut. You cut every part of the hair here, even the payas. There's an iser deraisa of cutting payas here. Right? You can't cut the hair. So the Gemara says the only time there's really an iser midiraisa is if you cut the payas and leave the hair on top here. That's iser deraisa. But there's one opinion, if you do hakafa on koharosh, if you shave the entire head, everything, payas and the top, that would only be an iser midirabanan. So he says, we see from the Gemara Nazir that the mitzvah of chinuch, because from the perspective of the katan, he's not really fulfilling a naziris deraisa. Nazir deraisa shaves his whole head. That's a mitzvah. But for the katan, there's no mitzvah here of naziris. It's only a chinuch mitzvah. We said chinuch mitzvah is only a dirabanan concept. So from his perspective, how could we allow him to shave his hair? There's no mitzvah being accomplished here. So he explains here that the mitzvah of chinuch of naziris can violate the iser of shaving the entire head, which is only an iser midirbanan shaving the head. So we see a mitzvah midirbanan chinuch can be docha an iser midirbanan. So too, legabe karban pesach, the mitzvah of chinuch midirbanan of eating karban pesach can be docha the iser midirbanan of not being part of that guest list. But ein hachanami, mitzvah chinuch would never be able to violate an iser deraisa. That is clear to everyone. Now the Magen Avraham number 10 brings another proof where we see that a mitzvah of chinuch can be violating an iser midirabanan. And where is that example? He says in number 10, when it comes to a davar mitzvah, you are able to safalei biyadayim, you can hand him an iser if he's accomplishing a mitzvah, which is what? Mechanchen oso l'tkoa b'shabbos. What's he referring to? Blowing shofar on Shabbos. Seemingly, referring to Rosh Hashanah shechalios b'shabbos. There's no mitzvah in a regular Shabbos to blow the shofar. So Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so you're allowed to hand it to him to blow the shofar, even though it's Shabbos. Ah, it's an iser to blow shofar on Shabbos. What's the iser to blow shofar on Shabbos?
So you shouldn't carry it.
Shouldn't carry. That's at best an iser midirbanan. Okay, so how could you give an iser midirbanan? Because since he's accomplishing a mitzvah of chinuch, so mitzvah of chinuch of learning how to blow the shofar and getting the mitzvah of shofar blown, that could be doche the iser midirbanan. But only an iser dirbanan can a mitzvah of chinuch be doche. It cannot violate an iser midiraisa.
Wait, fill that mitzvah of shofar with what? The dafka to do on a Shabbos. You do it on an Erev Shabbos. You do it any other day of the... I mean, why does it have to be... You have to get into a situation where on Shabbos, dafka that you have the mitzvah of... Having a child blow the shofar when you could do it on Friday.
Right. So I think the point is not that you're training how to blow the shofar on a regular weekday. It must be referring to where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So now, today's Rosh Hashanah, and midiraisa, there really is a mitzvah to blow shofar. Chachamim created gzeira, right. Not to. So with respect to, again, you have to figure out what that means. When Chachamim said, when they're oker, that dover, when they said you don't blow shofar on Shabbos, you can't, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, it sounds like from the Magen Avraham, there still lingers some concept of shofar on today. And therefore, if he does blow the shofar, you are mekayim the assay of shofar, even though you violated an iser. He's not talking about a regular Shabbos or a regular weekday. He's not just training how to play piano, how to blow the shofar. His mom is doing it on Rosh Hashanah. But it happens to be Shabbos today.
But what's the chinuch? It's an iser to blow the shofar on Shabbos.
So that's the chinuch. Right, that's the point, that you are able to, even though there's an iser, midirbanam, that mitzvah of chinuch, because today is Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah of fulfilling the tkiya shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which is today, that could be doche, the iser, a blowing shofar, iser dirbanan, a blowing shofar on Shabbos.
So he can teach him how to blow it.
They're just trying to say that.
Not teach him. He just
give
take the shofar.
Give that derisa.
Exactly.
You're not going to trumpet.
Right, but again, there's a fascinating concept.
Never going to trumpet derisa.
There's a fascinating concept though, because I thought what you're trying to get at is, once the chacham say you can't blow the shofar anymore, there's no mitzvah anymore of shofar.
That's what I was.
Right. So there's no mitzvah. So what's he accomplishing now? So what the underlying assumption here is that even though they create an iser, there still is some level of mitzvah here. Just to give another example. The Gemara talks about in a few places that if a person is osek in a mitzvah, but he doesn't realize he accidentally does an iser, does he get an iser involved? What does that mean? Let's say a guy carries lulav on Shabbos outside. So what's the iser? Now, he thought it was sukkahs today. Sukkahs happens to be Shabbos. See, he didn't know the halacha you can't carry outside, or he didn't know whatever the halacha was. He's osek in a mitzvah, so therefore what he did was only b'shogeg. As opposed to if he carried a lulav on a regular Shabbos, which wasn't sukkahs, there's no mitzvah there at all, then he violates a real iser midiraisa. But if the guy is always taking a mitzvah, but he just made some type of mistake there, so then that iser is not as bad. I forget exactly the sugyas, the Gemara's and Shabbos about this. So what the Magen Avraham is saying here is that since today is Rosh Hashanah, and really be'etzem, there's a mitzvah to blow the shofar today, but Chachamim were concerned they created a gezerah, so lagabe us, we have to keep that gezerah. But lagabe the chinuch, the mitzvah chinuch, we want to train the children, even though it goes in the face of an iser midirbanan, we can have the mitzvah chinuch midirbanan be doch an iser midirbanan oblong shofar. That's what we're learning from both here and the Shami Nadarm. So we have a few examples of where chinuch violates an iser midirbanan. One case is Karban Pesach. Even though the katan gets an iser midirbanan of eating the Karban Pesach, because he's not part of the guest list, chinuch could override that iser midirbanan. Example two is the Nazir. How could the katan shave his head? It's cutting off his peyos. Because we said when you cut the entire head, that's only an iser midirbanan, so the chinuch violates and it can override an iser midirbanan. And the third example is the Magen Avraham here is the blowing the shofar on Shabbos, which is an iser midirbanan. So the mitzvah of chinuch of having him blow the shofar and get that mitzvah of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, shechal yos b'Shabbos, can be docha the iser midirbanan of blowing shofar on Shabbos in general. So that's all one approach of how to understand the mitzvah chinuch according to Tosos, that there's a mechinuch is being doche alav. But now the Chassam Sofer comes along and says Tosos is understood completely different. There is no clash between Isurim here. When Tosos writes that you feed the children Karban Pesach because of chinuch, it's not being doche in Isur necessarily, and you can't use that as a model to the rest, kol ha-Torah kula, they could always violate Isurim for chinuch, all Isurim midirbanan, and that's not the klal here. The Chassam Sofer says as follows. Look at number 11. Chassam Sofer writes, reading just the bold, Mikol makom nearly, da'atosvos lo amru ela bin mitzvah ke'ein Pesach. It's only referring to Pesach. Don't use Tosos as a model for elsewhere in Shas, elsewhere in the Torah. Only by Pesach, the EF Charlachancho b'shem ofen imlo nechelu shalolim nuyav. There's no other way to do chinuch. He was backed into a corner. Because we already know there's an iser to give a katan because it can't be part of the guest list. So now that means you can't train him in Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah of chinuch to train a child in every single mitzvah possible. But sometimes you get stuck. And Karban Pesach is an example where you get stuck that there's going to be an iser involved here. How do you train him to do Karban Pesach? He's going to violate the iser. So only legabe Karban Pesach, where there's ef shar bein and acher, it's impossible otherwise to train him, so that's where you're allowed to violate the iser. But to view that as a model, for a case of the katan blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, there's no other way. He doesn't need to do the blowing of the shofar. He could blow the next day, like you said, on the day two of Rosh Hashanah, on Sunday or Friday, whenever the other day of Rosh Hashanah is. Let him blow it then. Why does Dafka do this on Shabbos? It's not ef shar bein and acher. So according to other examples, you shouldn't let chinuch. It's not a general rule that chinuch can violate all Isur Midrabanim. This is an exception only where you can't accomplish chinuch in any other way, so then you have to do the best you can. You could let him eat it, even though there's an iser midrabanan. But in a case where you can do another approach and avoid the iser, you should certainly avoid the iser. And that's what Chassam Sofer says. No, it has to be, when it comes to a chinuch, you have to give the actual mitzvah. Let's say you're buying a chinuch set for your child, a lulav. You can't give him a lemon and something that looks like a rebels.
They give him pasul ones, don't they?
No, never. They give him bidyeved ones, but never pasul ones. You have to all have to be kosher. The halacha is, it has to be kosher lulav. It could be bidyeved. You don't have to have all the chumras. But you can't give him a lemon, the Gemara says. You can't give him anything fake. It has to be real, real mitzvahs. Sometimes, however, you get stuck in situations where it's ef sharp, binacher, so we could be a little bit loose. That he's going to violate an Isser Midrabanan, but that's the best thing we could accomplish. So that's what the Chassam Sofer says. It's not a rule that chinuch could violate Isser Midrabanan.
So a little stuffed animal, lulav esro, not animal, you know what I mean, like a plastic one, they would never do that.
Yeah.
What I'm confused about, the Korban Pesach, mm-hmm. which is such an unbelievably great thing in our existence and for our family, why isn't it just that everybody in the family, include everybody, has to partake in it as much as we are obligated when we're of age to do it, as when we have Pesach, we're not allowed to have any bread items. We don't have our little kids going out with white bread in the house with it, saying, well, we're going to teach them chinuch, they can do that. No, they're not going to do it because we're not going to allow them, because at this time they're not, and that's part of our chinuch. So everyone in the family should partake.
Yeah, again, okay, okay.
It's confusing why.
But the halacha is that katanim are not chayvim mitzvah, so they're not chayvim karban pesach. There's a mitzvah of chinuch to give the katan a karban pesach. No. Fine. So then, look at Tosos in Shin number 12. Tosos,
Itan. That's basically.
How would you understand the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah? Because it's a Mishnah that the katan could blow on Shabbos. Shabbos, right?
So say it again, that how does...
It's a mitzvah.
According to the Chassam Sofer, right. The Mishnah says that the katan could be blow the shofar on Shabbos. It's the mekor for a katan blowing the shofar is not korban pesach.
Right. That Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, I believe, is talking about if the katan takes the shofar, we don't stop him from taking it. We let him. We don't hand it over to him. The Magen Avraham says you would even able to hand it over to him to do chinuch.
So something to do with chinuch.
Exactly, right. There's a general concept that when it comes to, what Eitan's getting at is, when it comes to chinuch, which is a whole other sugya, that if you see a child doing an iser, there's not necessarily a mitzvah to mafresh, to separate him. If he's doing something wrong, you don't have to mafresh, you can let him do that. You can't hand him an iser, but if he's doing it, you could leave him alone sometimes, depending on the age, depending on the different iser. So the mission in Rosh Hashanah says, if he's playing with the shofar on Shabbos, you can let him be, leave him alone. But to hand it to him, that's a whole other story. So that's the Magen Avraham says. You can hand it to him because the mitzvah derabanan chinuch is going to violate the iser, override the iser derabanan. Let's do number 12, Tosfos and Chagiga, which talks about another example where sometimes you kind of get stuck in chinuch, which ef shar bein and acher, where they can loosen up the halachas a little bit.
Well, I think what Eitan's asking is why would Magen Avraham say you can hand it to him when there's no reason why you have to do chinuch and davka on Shabbos to blow the shofar?
No, right, so I think the point...
Because it's Rosh Hashanah.
Right, because Rosh Hashanah, okay. I think Magen Avraham says you're allowed to, not that you have to.
That is a case of Ef Shar Bein Yinacher also.
Yeah, it could be, but then it gets back to Moshe's question, but they already made a takana on Rosh Hashanah Shabbos that you shouldn't blow the shofar, so maybe there really is, it's not Ef Shar Bein Yinacher, there's no mitzvah today. We don't have the halacha where everyone gives the kids the shofar in Rosh Hashanah Shabbos morning, no one does that. That's not. I think what he's saying is it would be permitted to do this, to do such a thing, but not that you have to, and then there's actual mitzvah, but it would be allowed if a father decided to do this. Okay. So now that Tosas writes, again, something interesting, but I thought it was interesting to bring in because it has to do with chinuch and related to what David just asked here, that there's a halacha when it comes to the mitzvah lila rego. The mitzvah lila rego, we're learning Maseches Chagiga at night, that you bring a carbon riyah. When you go to the base of Mikdash in the Shlosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, you bring a carbon riyah. Carbon that where you see Hashem sees you, whatever that means. So the Mishnah there says, you're mechanich the children. You bring your children. If the children are able to walk on their own up to Har Bayis, so then they have to come along, and they bring a carbon riyah as well. So Tosus asks, if you look at number 12 here, Tosus asks, V'chi tema mikol makom, ki ma'isi lehem nedava, heiche samech la, dekaten eino samech. So what's going on here, Tosus asks a question earlier, I didn't bring it in here. There's an isser of ein mevin chulin bazar. What does that mean, ein mevin chulin bazar? You can't shecht a chulin animal in the azara. You can only shecht karbanos. Now this katan is not chayiv to bring a karban on a deraisa level. He's only 10 years old. So there's no chayiv to bring a mitzvah of a karban riyah. So when he makes this karban, it's really a chulin animal, because there's no chayiv. You can't create a karban if he's not chayiv. So when he brings his karban riyah, it's in essence, it's a chulin animal. So how do you bring in chulin bazara? So the Gemara says, you're right. He's not really bringing the carbon riyah. He's really making a nedava. He's allowed to make a nedava. I want to make a dedication to the base of Mikdash. I'm bringing the nedava. It's not really a carbon riyah. So for me, it's a carbon riyah. As a gadol, my katan, my child's going to bring a regular nedava. So now that's a nedava, there's a halacha that the nedava has to do smicha. You have to do smicha. You have to place your hand and all your pressure on the animal in order to do smicha. Problem is, the Gemara tells us that a katan's not able to do smicha. Based on the drasha, the pasuk says, I don't remember, it says ish or something in the pasuk, only a gadol could do smicha, a katan can't do smicha. Okay. So now you have this child bringing a nedava, and he can't do smicha, so he's not doing the proper chinuch. It's not exactly the right way. How are you accomplishing chinuch? If it's not a carbon riyah, it's only a nedava, and the nedava is missing that smicha, so what type of chinuch is this? You're doing everything wrong. So says Tosos the Yevi Yeshlomar Diaf Agav De Lo Samichala Mikol Makom Dam Yolachinach Bino. Even though he's not doing it exactly right, it's similar. Didn't we say before, if I buy a lemon, it's similar. They look pretty close in Esrog. Doesn't that work also? So what Tosos I think is getting at is what we saw above in Chasam Sofer. When it's efshar b'inyan acher, it's impossible in any other way. You do the best thing you possibly could do. You do the best. So when you could buy a srogim, you can't buy a lemon then, because you could buy an esrog. But in a situation where you're backed into a corner, there's no other way. Like for example, chinuch of Karban Pesach, where there's no other way to include him unless he violates the iser of being part of the guest list. So you do the best you can. So it comes to the mitzvah of Karban Riyah, you do the best you can. So sometimes there are coolers, even though in general, chinuch we want to be 100% the way the mitzvah is supposed to be done. In the situations where it's efshar bein inacha, there's no other way around it, so then we're going to loosen up some of the details and some of the requirements and restrictions to allow the best we could do for the child to partake in the mitzvah of chinuch of Karban Pesach or the mitzvah of Karban Riyah.
So when there's one lulav in town, then am I allowed to clean up my kid with a lemon?
Right, so the issue with that is, the Gemara says, if you have a lemon, you still can't, because there's a concern that maybe next year you're going to buy a lemon when you can really find an esrog. So because of those concerns, the Gemara says you can never replace it. Even forget chinuch reasons, just because of concerns of what's going to be next year. As opposed to these cases, I guess, the Gemaras weren't concerned of...
Next year.
Right.
He might not forget the smicha when he's old enough.
Right, and I'm not sure exactly. It's a good question. I'm not sure exactly.
So it's not going to have to be smicha next year, because once he's bar mitzvah,
it'll be a real carbon riyah. Right. But maybe he brings in a nedava, though. If he brings in a nedava the next year, that requires smicha.
He never calls it a nedava. Right. So the kid never even knows he's doing a nedava.
But these are things that's a challenge, meaning what can be done and what's going to be the future.
You tell him, if he's a tamid chacham, you tell him it's a nedava. And then next year, now you're going to come without the smicha.
It's a good question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Why didn't they just in the first place say, I'm going to include my whole family, even my children under 8, just in case I want to do a chinuch, so now we include them just in case. Why didn't they just say that from the start?
No, again, because the katan is not can't be part of the guest list. It can't be part of the guest list. It's aser. So we include him.
Why don't they just include him just in case?
We do include him. Because of chinuch, we do include the katan. We let him eat from the Karban Pesach. He's included. All right, so let's do the Rambam now. The Rambam writes to number 14. We'll finish with the Rambam and the Reb Chaim, and then we'll come back if you have time, hopefully, to explain Tosfos. But it doesn't look like we have much time for Tosfos, though. The Rambam writes in number 14, Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perkei Halacha Zayin. Gershin is Gayer ben Pesach Rishon le Pesach Sheni. He converts after Pesach Rishon. He wasn't a Jew yet to do Karim Pesach Rishon. So now Pesach Sheni comes. Does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? And Chen Katan Shehigdil ben Peshnei Pesachim. The Katan wasn't of age during Karim Pesach Rishon, but now he became Bar Mitzvah for Pesach Sheni. Says the Rambam, Chayavim Lasos Pesach Sheni. He has to bring the Karim Pesach Sheni because he wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah with Pesach Rishon.
Both the Goy and the...
Yeah, both them. The Ger and the Katan. I don't want to get involved why that is. That's a whole sugya in Pesachim. But they're Chayiv in Pesach Sheni. So now he says, of Im Shachto Allah Berishon Pater. But if he was shechted upon by Pesach Rishon, you included the Ger or the Katan in Pesach Rishon, then he's fulfilled. So how could that be? A katan, we said already, is not chayiv in Pesach on a deraisa level. If I shecht him when he's a karm Pesach, when he's a katan, he didn't accomplish a deraisa. It was only a midrabanan he accomplished. But now that he's a gadol, he's a chiv deraisa to fulfill the mitzvah of the karm Pesach now, Pesach Sheni. It's a shaila that comes up oftentimes in the poskim. Let's say it comes to the bracha kish levana. They speak about this. So let's say kish levana, he's a katan on Moshe Shabbos. Kirsh Levana is only Dirbanan for him, but now Wednesday is going to be Deraisa. Should he wait till he becomes Bar Chiyuva Deraisa and say later on, or is it better for him to Mekamsh Mitzvah right away?
Right.
So here, the Rambam says, the Katan's Mamish Pater for Pesach Rishon, and he has to Shecht it Pesach Sheni. But if they Shecht it for him Pesach Rishon when he was a Katan, then he fulfilled his obligation. But then, when he was a Katan, he was only Chayiv Midirbanan.
Right.
He now has a new level Chiyuv. When Pesach Sheni comes along, he's Chayiv on a deraisa level. So without getting involved, because we don't have much time left, Reb Chaim ends up saying, when we explain that a katan is not chayiv mideraisa, when it says sela beis avos, lav deraisa, that means he's not chayiv mideraisa. But he is able to mekayim a deraisa mitzvah. There's no chiv deraisa, but there's a kiyum deraisa, like a woman, for example. Women are pater from sitting in the sukkah. They're pater in all mitzvahs ases, she has mom grandma. But if they do the mitzvah, they say a bracha. They sit in the sukkah, they shake a lulav, leaving aside Sephardim. For Ashkenazim, though, we paskin, they would say a bracha on sitting in the sukkah, on shaking lulav, because even though they're patim midiraisa, they're mekayim mitzvahs midiraisa. They're not chiyachayiv, but they can fulfill a mitzvah deraisa. So too, says Reb Chaim, even though ketanim are patim midiraisa of Karban Pesach, they are mekayim a mitzvah midiraisa. And that's how he explains the two different gemaras in Pesachim, verse in the Nedarim. Remember we said before in the beginning that Gemara Pesachim says that Sela Beis Avos is a drasha deraisa. And the Gemara Nedarim says Sela Beis Avos is lav deraisa. It's a stira. So he says that's the difference. When it says that they are not chayim midiraisa, Sela Beis Avos lav deraisa, that means they're not chayim midiraisa. But when the Gemara Pesachim says that Sela Beis Avos is a deraisa, that means they are mekayim mitzvahs on a deraisa level. They're not chayim midiraisa, that's the Gemara Nedarim, Sela Beis Avos is lav deraisa. But they are Mekai Mitzvahs Midiraisa. That's the Gemara in Pesachim that says Sela Beis Avos is a Din Deraisa. So that's how it explains the Rambam, that L'chachila did not chayiv to do Karban Pesach Rishon. So therefore, Pesach Sheni, they should do. But Im Shachtu, if you shechted it for them on Pesach Rishon, they fulfilled the Deraisa, and then they're pater from doing Pesach Sheni. And now with this, we can come back to Tosis, and we'll finish right here, when Tosis explains in Daf Mem Beis, that what does it mean that a katan shaykh b'mitzvahs? It should be the katan shaykh b'mitzvahs. What's shaykh b'mitzvahs? I think the idea is maybe what Reb Chaim says. Shaykh b'mitzvahs is that they're connected to it. They're not chayiv, but they're connected in that they're able to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach on a deraisa level. They're mekayim, they're shaykh, but they're not chayiv to do the mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop here. And then, Mirtz Hashem, next week we're going to get involved in the sugya of Ein Shlichus B'Katan and Yesh Zechus, Yesh Zechiyah.